everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Sohimi 10 Vibration Automatic Male Masturbator Cup Patrick from Sohimi. So I'm not really sure why this is called the Patrick. It doesn't particularly look like a starfish. I don't know why. I don't know why they named it Patrick. Anyway, so this is, I'm pretty sure I reviewed this before because I was getting flashbacks, but I don't think so. I don't know if I dreamt it. I don't know. I might have reviewed something similar to this. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, let's review this. So this is the 10 Vibration Automatic Male Masturbator Cup from Sohimi. What this is, this combines, I love toys that combine things because it always makes things interesting. This is a suction toy that has this kind of trick to it. I don't know, gimmick. It has the gimmick where it has two rigid, it's a flexible, you know, pocket pussy type of a toy, but there's two rigid panels on this side and this side. And you can squeeze these and create some manual tightness. And there's also suction. So the suction will create some tightness, and then this can create manual tightness. So that's what this toy is all about. Now, you may be wondering, how do you take the insert off to clean it out? Like, I'll show you. It's kind of unique. Anyway, so this is the toy. This straw comes out. This is how you clean it. I'll show you that later. But this straw comes out, but I'm just going to leave it in because it's not hurting anything. But just so you know, this does come out. Anyway, so here are the buttons. This is the power button, vibration button. And then let me make sure you can see that. Suction in. See how the arrows are pointing in. Suction out, which is the arrows pointing out. And H is like hardcore mode. Like when you're about to come, if you want the suction and the vibration to go to full speed because you're approaching climax, that's when you hit the H button. So there's not much to say. I'll show you the insert. The way this works, obviously, is you turn it on. All right, so there's the vibrations. And it's pretty powerful. There's pretty... So this is high. I don't know if you, it's kind of hard to come through. It's hard to show. Unless it jumps around a lot, it's hard to demonstrate the vibrations. Let me show you the suction. You see, you hear that? It's actually pretty powerful. Here, I'll just use my finger. You can hopefully see it with just my finger. Well, maybe not. Well, you can kind of see, look, you can kind of see it. See, here, look, see that? See how it tightens? Here, maybe that. Look, I'm not doing that, obviously. I'm putting my finger in it, and the suction is causing it to tighten. And then, of course, I can squeeze it if I want to make it. You can. Oh, now it's like. You can actually hear it making like a kind of a queef. Alright, so you get the picture. You get the picture. And then, of course, hardcore mode. That's like super. Look at that. See how deep that is? All right, there you go. You get the idea. You get the idea. All right, cool. All right, so the big question is, how do you clean this thing? So on the back, before I forget, this is the charge port. It comes with a USB-C cord, which I always like because I need USB-C cords for my smartphone. So getting a free one is always fun. And there is a headphone jack if you want to hear a looping sound of a girl moaning. But of course, as I always say it when I review toys like this, just get a shower speaker, one of those Bluetooth speakers. Put on a video, some ASMR video of a woman masturbating or talking sexy, whatever you're into. Just use that. The quality of the looping sounds that are built into the toy are kind of shit. So you might as well just find one you like and just use a Bluetooth speaker to play it when you use a toy, or wear some headset, you know, that's not attached. Because if you attach headphones to this, that's going to create an issue, because this is going to be down where your dick is, and you're going to have a cord going from the toy to your ears. Just do it separately. It's fine. Anyway, on the back, you can see, I'm going to make sure you can see this, there's arrows that line up. And what you do is you turn it. Okay, come on. Okay, this worked before. I'm trying to turn it. Okay, well, never mind. You can see right here, there's an arrow that has a lock, And then there's an arrow that has an unlock.
Make sure you can see that.
So you want to turn it, but it's not, I'm not gripping it. Come, oh my goodness. I might have to take the gloves off. And there we go. Jesus, I had to really crank it. All right. So there we go. So when you take the suction motor out, you can see here's the suction. Here's where the power connects. You can see the metal plates here. All good, right? So the way to clean this out, oh, I think I lost my straw. You can, if any gunk gets in this, you have any cum or lube that gets in this motor, you can just put this lightly in some water. It'll suck water through and it'll spit it out here, which is why you want this little straw. You put the straw over the output and you can just suck water in here, have it come out here. It'll wash out the motor, no problem. All right, the insert is a little bit more interesting. So here's how you clean this insert. You got to pull this apart. All right, and there is the insert. So you can get a really good look at the texture. So it's got pretty good texture. That's not the problem. My problem with this is it's held together with snaps. And so when you put this back together, like you're done cleaning it, you cleaned your cum out, you dried it off, you put it back together, it just snaps together, right? So here is the problem. And I ran into this when I was using the toy. This toy relies on suction. It creates pressure. So you have this thing squeezing, you have your dick going in and out. And if there's any crack along this line, if any snap comes unsnapped, you're gonna lose the vacuum. And then all the suction goes away, which is the entire point of the toy. And it's all held together with, once again, let me show you, with snaps. It just snaps in like a Lego. This really needed some type of a latch, some type of a system where, you know, something goes across this and latches onto something. Like the snaps, and now it's fine, like when I'm demonstrating the toy, it's fine. But when you're thrusting in and out of it, when you're squeezing it, when you're doing all the stuff, there's just so much going on that the likelihood of their developing, you know, just one of these unsnapping is very high, and I ran into that myself. And when you lose the suction, the toy essentially becomes worthless, because without the suction, the toy doesn't get tight. Like, you could still squeeze it, but I mean, this thing costs a lot of money. It's like $75. So if you're gonna pay that kind of money for the suction needs to work. And this system of snapping Lego studs to keep the seal just doesn't cut it. Also, I'm very concerned with, let me show you again when I unsnap it. Okay, so this, with the snaps, you're basically relying on the material itself to create the seal. But there's nothing actually, it's just basically the friction from the material. But this material is gonna wear down, or you could get, you know, for any reason, if this material ever gets damaged, it can no longer hold an airtight seal, this toy will stop working. You see the problem with this? There's the material is creating the airtight seal, which can break down, and there's snaps holding the airtight seal. But if those snaps ever become unsnapped, or if the material ever wears down and can no longer hold an airtight seal, this toy won't work. And the thing is this toy, because it's a suction toy, it is entirely dependent on the suction to work. If the suction doesn't work, the toy doesn't work. And if the toy doesn't work, you're just doing this with it. Like, it'll still work like this, but the suction's the whole point. So since the air pressure is so critical to the function of this toy, there has to be more than snaps. There has to be more than just the material itself pushed against itself. There needed to be some type of latch, something stronger than snaps, something to ensure an airtight seal. And again, I use this for the purposes of this review. When I was using this toy to review it, I lost suction because the seal was broken. And that was my first time using it. So this isn't like an issue you're gonna run into 6 months down the road, 12 months down the road, after you've gotten your money's worth out of this. This is going to happen your first time using it. So it just, and it's so easy to fix. Like, I don't know how much plastic latches cost, but we're talking like, you have a hook over here, and you have a little latch over here. The latch goes across, hooks onto the thing, and then pushes down and stays in place. Like a jar that, you know, you have the jar that has the hooks and the metal things, and you hook onto it, you pull it down. I don't have one on hand or I'd show you, but you know what I'm talking about. Those latches are like made out of wire, and they cost pennies. So a latch here, problem solved. The latches will hold it shut. You can unlatch it when it's time to clean it. You're not relying on snaps. That would prevent the seal from being broken. So I don't know. So this toy is... I like how it combines this functionality, the squishy kind of pocket pussy toy, with a suction toy. I like when they combine two toys into one. So I appreciate the attempt. And this toy could be great if you just prevented the seal from being broken, because the seal is so critical. Don't get this toy. The good news is the 15% off coupon code is good for the whole site. So while I don't recommend this particular toy, there are toys on the Sohemi website which are great, which I've reviewed in the past. So check those out and save 15%. Don't get this one. Now, if they add a latch and shore up the problems with this toy, this is a pretty good toy. I like the combination of features. They're just some glaring technical oversights. So if they fix that, which shouldn't cost that much, then we can party. But as it stands now, I don't recommend this toy because you could lose suction too easily. Anyway, 15% off for the whole site. So check it out, 15% off the entire Sohemi website. So, but don't get this, because until they fix it. If you fix it, great. But if they don't fix it, don't get it. Anyway, thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. Sorry, it, you know, wasn't a winner. But constructive criticism, you know, bring this criticism back to your engineers to fix these issues, and then we can party. So thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy and for sponsoring this video. Use the 15% off coupon code, save on the whole website, get a better toy. This is Herd Fleeing Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.